Our chapel for this morning comes from the minor prophet Joel, chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Prior to these verses, he had just described a plague of locusts impending on the kingdom of Judah and calling them to repentance for because of this. God was sending in this plague for their unrepented sin. And Joel says this after describing such a horrifying plague, and he says, "Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. And he relents over disaster." So, 4 hours coming after this, and most of you probably have math classes next, and maybe dreading that. But maybe do you all remember simple math in grade school? Our teachers would give us problems to help us understand the simple concepts of subtraction, addition, just logic in general. Well, in this section of Joel, the Lord has for us a simple math problem as well. With his math problems, he's trying to show us the simple teachings of, first of all, subtraction. We as sinners, thinking we have it all, thinking pretty highly of ourselves, sitting in our pride, unrepented sin, are exposed by God's law to have nothing. But God doesn't leave it there. He has another lesson. Addition. We have nothing. But through Jesus Christ, his Son, the sacrifice he has given us, we have everything. Here today, we see a text from Old Testament prophecy where we see yet again a simple math lesson of God. And he uses what I call the prophetic formula. Let me teach it to you. So first of all, the prophet comes in and teaches the law. He says, because of some unrepented sin, Israel or Judah will lose everything through some plague or war, showing them that they are nothing without God. He then, at the very end of this plague or war prophecy, will say that God is loving and patient, and he will show his mercy and grace, and will steer away this plague. So, here in today's text, we see this carried out by the prophet Joel, who is sent to preach God's message to the kingdom of Judah. The people of Judah were certainly sinners who needed this lesson of subtraction. They had fallen away from observing God and taken upon themselves a life of sin, wandering further and further from God. They were comfortable in their sinful lives as they tilled the fields and turned in their crops, which were plentiful. Joel now is sent in to shake the people of Judah from their sinful comfort. "These fields of yours, they will be no more. God will send in judgment because of your sin. Everything you have will be taken from you. You will be left with a desolate waste." That's the thrust of Joel's message, and he elaborates on that in more detail, saying that a locust plague will be the execution of wrath. So, what does that mean for us today? His lesson in subtraction hasn't changed. His punishment for sin has and always will be the same for sinners throughout time. Sinners lost in sin maybe think they have it all and think that life's pretty good, but there's more to life than can be visibly seen. God shows with his message of the law, his lesson of subtraction, describing a judgment that far exceeds any locust plague. He describes the fate of those who remain in sin at judgment day. Sinners of all times and places who think they have everything in life and things are pretty good will lose everything when God executes his wrath on judgment day. All the elements burned up, all material possessions gone, anything that anyone can be proud of, gone. This day of the Lord's judgment will be so powerful, no one can endure it. When the Lord comes and cuts the sinner off from the earth, he leaves him with nothing, not even his loving presence, in a desolate waste, which in comparison to this earth makes this earth look pretty nice. He casts them into weeping and gnashing of teeth and misery and anguish. And that's, the Lord is trying to warn us of this with his message of subtraction, of law, trying to shake us of these sinful ways. So, Joel with the kingdom of Judah then tells him in this context to repent. Return to the Lord with all your heart. A sincere repentance to hear a new lesson. A lesson in addition. He has just shown them that they have nothing and that they are worthless sinners doomed to a locust plague. But now he turns their hearts to hear a new lesson in addition. You who are doomed to nothingness, so zero, can't affect anything on their own, can't save themselves, plus God, full of all love, mercy, long-suffering, and the power to steer away this plague, well, equals those people having the blessings of God. God has called us to repent of our sinful lives as well. And this repentance is not some simple, I'm sorry. God moves, as Christians, God moves us to repent of our ways and hear a new lesson in his word. His lesson in addition. He needed to shake us with his lesson of subtraction, to show us the consequences of sin. And now he turns us to hear his lesson of addition. We sinners who are doomed to the nothingness of hell, plus a God full of all merciful blessings of grace given in his Son, Jesus Christ, all equals the inheriting of salvation and eternal life. So, God has shown himself to be a God of mercy and love to Judah. And it doesn't change. It's the same thing for us Christians today. God's grace, mercy, and steadfast love are shown to us as well. He has relented his punishment upon us because of his Son, Jesus Christ, who came into the world to become the perfect sacrifice for us, taking upon himself that nothingness and agony of hell so that we may have everything and have salvation. So when we look to that and learn this lesson of addition, God's merciful everything given in Jesus Christ is added to us. That righteousness is put upon us. And when God sees us, he sees the work of Christ and he relents his punishment. And we now stand with his blessings in his love. So, every math lesson needs a good review. Let's review, first of all, subtraction. As sinners, we may stand in prideful, rebellious delusions, thinking we have everything, only to hear God's law to see that we have nothing. But the Lord moves us to repent of this, and we hear of his mercy. We will review his lesson in addition. We, as poor sinners with nothing, hear the good news of God. We hear that God is merciful and loving, and he wants to save us from this punishment. He does so by adding to us the righteousness of Jesus, sending Christ into the world to save us from our sin. And by doing so, he has spared us from the desolate waste, and we live to see another day. Or should I say, many days in heaven. Amen. We will close with hymn 242, verse 4.